This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about peaches. And it's not even that, like, disgustingly hot in my apartment. It's summertime and we've got peaches, but we're not dying.
That's true.
I don't know. Maybe we will enjoy them less because of that.
It's true. I think of peaches as, I mean, peaches are so good in the places where it is hottest.
Like in the oven, like in the jungle.
Maybe Georgia.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Or this place called the town of Porter in Oklahoma grows really good peaches.
Yeah, those are the three places I think of. Georgia, the town of Porter in Oklahoma, and the other thing I said that I don't remember.
Great.
Okay. Before we go at any further into this topic, I have for you an heirloom peach variety quiz.
I'm so excited. I didn't even know you were doing this today. I feel like it's Christmas.
It's like Christmas in July, in August. Okay, so as you know, if you're a new listener, here's how these things work. It's very, very complicated. I have culled from the internet a list of actual peach varieties into which I have mixed, like you would mix up a peach pie, some fake peach names, and Molly's going to have to identify which ones are which, based purely on the name and her intuition.
I feel like I should do some, like, calisthenics to get ready for this.
You should just watch our calisthenics video that we posted one time.
Yeah, please do. We worked really hard on it.
It's on our YouTube channel, which is...
You can see how incredibly flexible Matthew is.
That's
right.
We
do some assisted stretching.
We'll link to it in the show notes.
Okay.
Canadian Harmony.
That's real.
Yep. Autumn Prince.
Real.
Angelus.
I think that's real.
Yep. Crimson Lady.
Real.
Yep. Blaze Prince.
Are these all
real? They're all real because I was too lazy. Like, I ran out of time to write fake ones.
Blaze Prince. I think we've talked about American Gladiators on this show, haven't we?
Certainly
we? And
have.
My favorite was Blaze, so I'm gonna go Blaze Prince is real.
Yep. Yeah, keep guessing on all of these. That'll be good.
Okay.
Fancy Lady. Okay, so here's the thing I learned while researching peach varieties.
It's all lady
right,
words.
If you can like put any word before lady and is probably a real extant peach variety.
Do you think that they've got one called, like, Foxy Lady?
I think they probably have Shady Lady that grows well in the shade. I can't confirm that, but it seems
do
obvious.
Do you think that there's a type of nectarine? So I was reading recently a thing that Nigel Slater wrote in his book Tender Volume 2, also called Ripe,
okay,
about peaches and nectarines. And apparently nectarines are just like a variant of peach that's just bald. So do you think that there's a type of nectarine called, like, the Naked Lady?
Oh, that is a really good point. I'm going to say absolutely yes.
Okay, great.
100% unquestionably.
Okay, go on.
All right, we've got Florida Crest. Not Florida, but Florida.
Will you spell it?
Oh, yes. F-L-O-R-D-A Crest.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Okay.
Galactica.
Oh, wow. Do you think that that they have, like, any Cylons living on this peach?
I think, yeah, I think that's why they called it
that. Have you watched Battlestar Galactica?
I've watched a couple episodes of it.
God, I loved it. It was so good.
Were there a lot of peaches on the show? Like, I didn't get very far into
it.
I'm going to give it another shot. Okay. Millions of peaches.
I think we made it like 2 minutes into the taping before.
You know what? Like,
I quoted millions of peaches.
I completely forgot about that. I didn't even know that was going to come up.
It's a terrible song.
I think it's a great song.
Presidents of the United States or something?
Yes. It's not supposed to be serious.
It's not?
Well, I mean, it's serious in that...
Is that the guy who's gone on to be Caspar Baby Pants?
Yes.
Okay.
Honeydew Hail.
Oh, that's so great.
And then a bunch of ladies. Rich Lady.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar Lady.
Ooh.
Summer Lady. This is one I don't understand, but I... Wait, why is Summer Lady so funny?
I just love the way you're reading through it. Rich Lady. Pretty Lady. Not as Pretty Lady.
Right. Like Bo Derek Lady. Like, wait, when you say Pretty Lady, I think Bo Derek. Like, that's from like 1982, wow. Right?
That's like Sophia Loren Lady.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Who else can we think of?
Never go out of style.
Grace Kelly Lady.
Uh-huh. Brigitte Bardot Lady.
Mm, Catherine Deneuve Lady.
Oh, wow. Catherine Zeta-Jones Lady.
Go on.
Okay. Okay, so this next one I don't understand. Maybe you can explain it to me. Z Lady. Z-E-E. Like, have you seen Z Lady?
I was going to say. Right? I think it's like a Frenchism. Z Lady.
That's the sort of thing Catherine Deneuve would say.
My French accent has a bit of Italian in it.
Sure.
Z Lady.
That's the sort of thing Sophia Loren would say.
Have you seen the Z Lady?
What was that?
Go on.
And Sweet Sue. Wait, so would you describe yourself as a summer lady?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't used to be such a summer lady because where I grew up, summers were really terrible. But now I'm kind of a summer lady.
Yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. You're always posting on Instagram like a picture of something summery. This is true.
I am.
Oh yeah, like
what?
Like a view of some water or.
That's year round. Well, we have water year round,
but in the winter it freezes.
Not in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Where have you been living for the past?
I don't know. I think I was thinking of ice cubes. Okay. So that was our heirloom produce quiz.
Great.
I actually like. I think I got most of these from like a USDA website or something. So I don't know if they're like. I mean, can you grow peaches at home? I guess they grow on a tree, and you need like an orchard or a yard.
I think you could. I can't imagine many people having peach trees in Seattle. It seems like it's not really warm enough here.
Do the peaches we get mostly come from Eastern Washington?
I believe okay. So. Yes. Although I think we just got a delivery from Nash's at Delancey, and they're from Squim.
Okay, mm-hmm. Which is on the peninsula?
The peninsula, but it's kind of hot. Isn't it hotter out there?
On the peninsula?
It's different out there. It's just different.
Yeah, it's very, they've got Bigfoot. They probably, mm-hmm. In the winter, they have a Yeti.
They have a rainforest.
Yeah, for sure. That part was actually true.
Yeah.
Way to inject a note of truth into the proceedings.
Let's stroll down memory lane, Matthew.
Absolutely. Okay, here's my memory lane. The first food article I ever wrote was about peaches.
Really?
And we'll link to it. I am sure it is still on my website. It was not for any publication. It was like my first ever blog post, and it mentioned the president song, and it was really just about how I like peaches. And I'm sure it's terrible.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to read from it, but you can go check it out. I think 1999, I want to say.
Wow, you are so... I always forget that you're so old school.
When you say old school, that's a polite way of saying old?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that maybe if I added the school on there, it'd soften the blow a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you don't say, like, you're a jerk. You say, like, you graduated from jerk school.
Yeah. But what about, like, your childhood? The peaches of your youth?
The peaches of my youth, I don't really remember as being particularly good or bad. I suspect they were probably pretty mediocre. We're going to... I guess it's time to like get into this that like I think I have unreasonably high standards for peaches that peaches can almost never live up to. And I don't know if it's an issue with me or an issue with peaches or both.
Wow. Wow. Things are getting meaty so fast.
I know. Like, yeah, like the flesh of a peach.
So for me, memory lane is, God, you know, I just don't remember that many peaches from my childhood. I do remember, though, I remember kids at school bringing a can of fruit cocktail.
Oh, for
in,
sure.
In heavy syrup, which I was never allowed to have. But it always had...
Were you only allowed to have light syrup?
If I was ever even yes. allowed to have canned fruit. Yes, it had to be in light syrup. But anyway, canned peaches. Oh my God. I think we tasted them on the canned fruit episode. And there's something magical about a canned peach.
Yeah, they're really good.
Canned peaches.
Especially
cold. They can't replace fresh peaches. But I think that maybe when I think about peaches of my childhood, I remember coveting other people's fruit cocktail. Mostly.
Yeah, I think I remember like the fruit cocktail with like the, you know, the perfect cubes of assorted mm-hmm. fruits.
The pears.
Yep.
Kind of granular. There was always a cherry in there, a rogue maraschino cherry floating around.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
That fell off of someone's cocktail.
Yep.
So, wait, is that why
is
they
that
call
why
it
they call
fruit
it
cocktail?
Fruit
No. But maybe.
Maybe.
Whoa. I think we just blew something wide open. So, how do you eat peaches today? Or peaches, whatever.
Peaches. I just love some peaches. how do I eat peaches today? So, I usually rinse them because I find that it helps to kind of cut down the fuzz.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I feel the fuzz varies, and I think... it probably varies by which variety of lady peach you've got,
because
but also
different ladies have different amounts of fuzz. It's true.
That is definitely true. You can but they also, boy, you just like way threw me off of that. things are happening in my brain that my
things
mouth
are happening that, in your brain
that my mouth should ignore. I think there's also a defuzzing machine is what I was going to say, but probably I shouldn't say that either.
Do you mean the Epilady?
I don't mean the Epilady. I mean an actual agricultural device.
Oh, really?
Yes. That I think when peaches come off the tree, like sometimes they have an enormous amount
yeah.
of fuzz.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
Sometimes I feel like the fuzz is almost kind of dusty, like it's been collecting whatever blew through the orchard.
That's right. Like insect fragments and what else?
Wood chips.
Yep. Grubs.
So I eat peaches today mostly raw.
Uh-huh.
And I usually slice them and I eat them.
Raw and uncensored?
Raw and uncensored.
Like our show?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. And when I... So how do you choose a peach?
Ooh.
You know, I feel like once you've got the right peach, like, the rest is easy. But getting your hands on that perfect peach can be... It can be a lifetime pursuit.
Truly it is. So, you know, of course, there's always the issue of scent.
Yeah.
You want it to smell good. I would also say that it should feel heavy for its size. And this is the case, I think, for a lot of fruit, certainly citrus fruit. But you know, there's nothing worse than a mealy peach. And I think that sometimes a peach that feels a little light for its size is mealy, as opposed to this dense, like juice-rich flesh.
Yeah, mealy peach is very, very disappointing. Because I mean, when
you can hear it when you cut through it, like you're like, "Fuck, this is going to be a mealy one."
Yeah. Now, speaking of cut through it, like when you eat a peach, do you prefer to like, you know, just bite into it, like right through fuzz and all?
No,
or do you
like
to peel
cut
it?
Into it. Okay. I like to cut into it. I kind of feel that way about all fruit. I mean, I will eat an apple just biting into it. It's fine, but I prefer to cut my fruit.
I am the opposite.
Really?
Not with all fruit, I don't think, but with peaches, I like to just hove right in.
There is that satisfying, like, slurping.
That's
like
exactly
the sucking you have to do as you're biting into it.
Oh, you mean the sound that hopefully, if these peaches are good, I'll be making shortly?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so have you ever shopped at our local chain, Metropolitan Market. They do their annual Peach-O-Rama, which mm-hmm. is what my first ever food article was
oh,
about.
Oh, really?
Yes. And which they later reprinted it on their website.
Wow. That high praise.
Yes, I'm pretty proud of that. Mm-hmm. They give the Brix rating for the peaches they sell, or at least they used to. I haven't been in a couple of years. They still mm-hmm. do?
So, well, I have no idea, but I'm guessing they do because was John Rowley... The Mr. Peachman. I mean,
Mr. Peachman.
Mr. Brixman.
Oh, really. Mr. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So John Rowley, local food authority. John Rowley, that man like takes his Brix refractometer like into restaurants.
Oh, yeah. And that's why he's not allowed to go to restaurants anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. No, he came into Delancey the first summer that we were open, and we were serving sliced peaches in white wine. And they were like kind of marinated in white wine, and they were so delicious. And he took out his refractometer and started measuring the sweetness of the peach. And I was like, dude, it's been sitting in wine, and get out of my restaurant.
Well, I think we need to back up a couple things. First of all, you mentioned like sniffing the peach as a quality gauge. And Lori was at the Wallingford Farmers Market yesterday picking out some peaches. And she said to me, I know you're not allowed to squeeze the peaches, but do you think they would mind if I went around sniffing them? I don't know like how that turned out. So I don't really have the payoff for that story.
I always touch my peaches.
But do you squeeze them?
No, you don't need to squeeze a peach.
But you can tell by touching without squeezing?
Yeah, you can totally tell. Like, you can just sort of feel, like, the firmness of it, like, under your thumb.
Well, but,
you
like...
You don't have to squeeze it.
Yeah, but I don't know. Okay, like, I'm thumbing this peach right now. I guess I see what you mean. I feel like the produce vendor would probably say I was going too far just with what I'm doing right now.
Really?
That's what I think.
I guess
it probably depends on the vendor.
Here's my thing. Unless I'm looking for a peach to eat, like, as I'm walking around the farmer's market, I don't really worry so much about the softness of it. I more worry about the weight of it and the way it smells.
Okay, so to get back to this refractometer thing, because we didn't really explain what it meant. Wait.
It smells
peach?
Really good.
Okay. So the refractometer measures the dissolved sugar in a liquid or fruit.
Mm-hmm. And it's measured in bricks.
In bricks. And I don't really know what the bricks numbers correspond to, but higher is better.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the variation between peaches, even I think between like peaches in the same, from the same tree, can be enormous, from like El Succo to absolutely just blissful, like best thing you ever ate.
I wonder, if we were going to actually turn this into a serious show, it'd be really interesting to talk about factors that impact the BRICS rating of peaches.
Yes. Well, I think I don't know what, I think there are many factors and I don't know most of them. One of them I do know, and the reason that it's hard to get a good peach is that ripeness when it's picked has a lot to do with it.
You have to let it ripen on the tree.
Right, so that's why when you see good peaches like the ones that are sold at Rama Farm, they're always in some sort of, you know, cradling, like egg carton kind of device.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you pick the peach before it is like getting dangerously soft, it's probably not going to be sweet enough for me.
Okay, for you.
Right.
Wow, okay.
It's a tough balance because, you know, peaches can easily get destroyed, like, along with farmers' profits on the way to the market. And I feel sympathetic to that, but I also want a perfect peach every time, and I don't always get it. Hey, guess what time it is?
Pledge drive time.
Oh, you were supposed to guess.
Oh, sorry.
I have a pledge drive quiz for you. I don't even know what that would be. Like a quiz about things that happened in previous pledge drives. I think once we said we were going to beat up a clown. That's mainly what I remember.
Things get desperate at pledge drive time.
That's exactly it. And desperate people do desperate things, like ask their listeners to subscribe and give them money.
So why do we do this, Matthew?
Why do we do this show? Why
do we ask for help? Why are we so desperate?
I mean, just look at us. this is all we got, man. We've been doing this show for, 6 years now?
Almost 6 years.
Okay. We're coming up on 6 years. And this is our job in substantial part for
mm-hmm,
me.
Mm-hmm.
And we work very hard on it. We employ Abby, our producer, mm-hmm. who does an amazing job doing our social media and editing the show and basically doing all of the grunt work. And your subscription pays her salary. It pays for our ingredients. It pays to keep our microphones turned on, basically. And to give us the time to make this show our job, which is something we love to do.
Exactly. And, you know, that's a lot about us, Matthew.
It really is.
We should talk about our subscribers.
Yeah, we should talk about each of our subscribers individually. This may go on for a while, but like everybody deserves their moment in the sun. Come up and get your diploma.
No, let's talk about this. So, I mean, you listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yes.
Donating to podcasts is not something that any of us has to do, but it makes me feel great.
Yes, it absolutely does. So, for example, I've mentioned this before. I'm a big fan of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts, like My Brother and Me, and Stop Podcasting Yourself, and Jordan, Jesse, Go. And I've been upping my my donation rate every year because I love their stuff and I want to keep it rolling. And it feels great. I never have the slightest bit of buyer's remorse.
And, you know, I think that as far as our subscribers go, we also give them some pretty cool stuff. Like
we do.
We handwrite a postcard to them.
Yes. We handcraft it.
Matthew also handcrafts these wonderful, really funny emails that go out to our subscriber-only mailing list.
Yes. You can't imagine how much time I spend writing those subscriber
They're
emails.
They're really, really good. Every time I get one, it's like a present to me because I don't know what he's doing and ever. I don't know what Matthew's doing ever.
I generally don't know what I'm doing either. Like, I don't really have control over my own function. The subscriber mailing list is for subscribers only. It's super secret and elite. Mm-hmm. You'll hear about, like, behind the scenes stuff, like, jokes we're planning for 18 episodes from now. We don't plan jokes.
You might
in
get
advance.
To see a picture of our mothers talking to each other.
That's true. That happened recently. Mm-hmm. And upcoming episodes, you'll be the first to hear about live shows, which we are definitely planning some for next year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But mostly,
I like to think that being a subscriber to our show just gives our listeners that tingly feeling.
It really does. It's like the that tingly feeling you get when you listen to an episode of This American Life where Ira Glass has laryngitis.
I love that.
I know. It's like, yeah.
So, you know, we're setting a goal this year. We're really putting ourselves out there, and I hope it's not embarrassing.
It could very well be embarrassing. You know, whether it is or not is really up to you subscribers, not you, Molly. I don't know. I mean,
it's up to me too.
If you like somehow sabotage the subscription drive, it could be up to you, Molly, also. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So we're setting this goal. We want to get 200 new or upgrading subscribers, everyone.
Yep.
There we go. We put it out there.
Yes. So you can go to spilledmilkpodcast.com/donate. That's where you're gonna subscribe. And on that page, you will see a thermometer. And that thermometer is saying that it is hot in here, and it is us. It's also saying how many people have subscribed or upgraded their subscription so far. And we're going to run it. This is going to be our fall pledge drive. So I'm going to say between now and December 31st, 2015, in case you're listening to this show like years from now. Like, I mean, definitely still subscribe, but you're not going to be part of the fall 2015 subscription drive.
And, you know, the truth is you want to subscribe pretty soon because we are going to be drawing some names.
Oh, yes.
And
from a hat.
Choose. Yeah, from a real hat. And we're going to choose a few people to participate.
Wait, dude, are we promising a real hat? Can we afford that?
I think that you have one of those driving caps.
I do. It's very shallow. I don't think it would hold enough names. I might have to buy a top hat.
Okay, great.
Or
okay.
A 5-gallon hat, 10-gallon hat?
10-gallon hat.
My head's pretty small. I think maybe a 5-gallon hat.
I've got a sun hat. Maybe we could use that.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so we're going to draw some names and choose some people to participate in a Google Hangout with us.
Now, what is a Google Hangout, you might ask?
I don't know.
Google it. It's a thing where you can hang out with us online and like see our faces, and it all happens in real time. It's like hanging out with us, but you can't touch us. Unless you like stroke your screen.
And you can't play footsie with Matthew because only I get to do that.
That is right. Mm-hmm. No one else is allowed to do that.
We're also going to draw some names for some free merch. I just wanted to be able to say merch.
It's really fun to say merch. This is probably your favorite podcast about hats. We don't actually have any hats as part of our merchandise, but I could certainly make some.
But, you know, none of this, the Google Hangout, the free merch, none of this happens unless we hit 200 new or upgrading subscribers.
Yeah, 200 is the magic number. Why 200? Because we said so. That's why. Mm-hmm. So what does this mean for you? So if you've been listening to this show, I know for a fact that some people out there have been listening to this show for years and have not yet subscribed. And probably every time the subscription drive rolls around, you think to yourself, yeah, that sounds good. I think I'll do that next time.
We know who you are.
We know
people.
Who you are.
We are going to come into your houses.
We know what you've done.
And set up a dollhouse with a container of Jiffy Pop popcorn in it in your living room. Does anybody remember that joke?
Okay. If you got that joke, you should be a subscriber.
You totally should.
That was from the popcorn episode, right?
Uh-huh.
Good episode.
Yep.
So go back and listen to the
popcorn
episode.
That was when we popped popcorn in Dennis Quaid.
That's right. One of our proudest moments. America's sweetheart, Dennis Quaid. Go to spilledmilkpodcast.com/donate. There are two different subscription levels. You can become a regular subscriber, which we should probably come up with a cute name for the regular subscriber sometime also.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little buddy or something.
Little limber twig.
The little limber...
If yes. You know what that joke is from, you should so be a subscriber.
Okay.
That's a callback to the old apples episode.
I am literally going to go to the website and change it so that the $5 subscription level is known as the Little Limber Twig subscriber. So for $5, you get the postcard, you get the subscription to the secret mailing list. And you get bonus episodes, which we haven't even talked about yet.
We have not. In the past, we've done some really, I think, really funny bonus episodes.
Yes. So these are like, we do them a couple times a year. They are for subscribers only. There are at least 7 of them in the can right now. So if you subscribe today, you will get access to 7 episodes that you have never heard before. Some of them are really ridiculous.
Is one the singles episode?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Where we talk about the movie Singles with Abby for 45 minutes. It was great. And if you subscribe at the Magnum Bonum level, that's $10 a month. And for that, you get all of the above, the postcard, the mailing list, and the bonus episodes. Plus, you also get a piece of Spilled Milk merchandise. If you're one of our international subscribers, which we love so much, it's no additional charge. There's no, like, international shipping surcharge. Like, you get a mug or a t-shirt, maybe a hat. Maybe I'll make a hat.
Tote bag.
The tote bag is great. Mm-hmm. It says Spilled Milk on it, and I'm thinking about making a new Magnum Bonum branded thing just for those Magnum Bonum subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our fall pledge drive. I really hope we hit 200, because if we don't, we're gonna have to, like, go on TV and make some sort of, like, tearful confession.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what we're confessing to. I guess that we murdered Dennis Quaid.
Yeah. I mean, popping popcorn inside somebody is a really violent act. We shouldn't joke around about it.
No, definitely that is no joke.
Nope.
Like, it should only be done consensually.
Okay. Anyway, so thank you always for supporting the show. I think we say thank you on behalf of Abby as well.
Definitely.
And Matthew, just love doing this show with you, man.
I love doing this show too. Happy almost 6-year anniversary. And that URL one more time is spilledmilkpodcast.com/donate. Thanks so much.
Thanks, everybody. So, Matthew, I know you want to bite into your peach.
I want to bite into my peach.
Bite into it. This one. So, can we talk about the fact that for those of us who like to use emojis on our phone, that the peach emoji is often used as shorthand for a butt?
Wait, I didn't even know that.
You didn't know that?
I'm not surprised.
Just like
to
the eggplant is a penis.
Okay. All right. This is all making sense.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's supposed to be a vagina.
Isn't that also a peach?
The emoji peach looks very butt-like.
I know, but, like, colloquially sometimes. Anyway, this peach I'm holding has, like, an extreme peach cleft.
Yeah.
I will post a picture. I feel weird about biting it. It's that prominent. But I'm going to do it anyway. Now, usually, like, if I have a good peach, I'll eat it over the sink. Mm-hmm. Just to, like, add to the grossness of the whole thing.
No, it's not gross. I mean,
yeah,
like,
no,
I think, like, the fruit slurping is, like, yeah. I think, like,
pretty good.
Pretty good?
Not great, but pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, you can tell by the sound.
It looks like that has pretty nice, like, dense flesh.
It does. The texture is good. The juiciness is good. It could be sweeter, I would say.
Can I eat some of this? So this white one is, like, really not worth eating. Okay, now I'm going to do some slurping. Oh, it's not that dense. It's just, like, okay. That is, like, on the verge of dying.
Yeah, this one.
It's not good.
See, this is the thing. So we got nice looking, like, all of the external signs pointed to yes,
mm-hmm.
like magic eight ball style, but neither one turned out to be that great.
Although, I mean, I would keep eating this like yellow peach.
Yes, I agree.
So let's talk about peach skin really quickly, because I have it stuck on the roof of my mm-hmm. mouth right now, and it's making me feel a little, I need to stick my finger in my mouth right
uh-huh.
now.
Okay, go ahead. We'll just keep that 3 seconds of silence.
To go way back there. Whew, that was hair raising.
It was peach fuzz raising.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so what do you think about peach skin?
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either.
Yeah. So when you slice your peach, you keep the skin on.
Absolutely.
So because I think like between you, me, and my actual wife, we have like all three of the peach eating persuasions. Because I like to eat mine whole. Without slicing. You like your slice with skin. She likes hers sliced without skin.
It's never even occurred to me to take the skin off.
Apparently, if it's a ripe peach, it's quite easy to do. I don't find it necessary, and I like the textural contrast.
Huh. I did notice that, so this white peach that we were tasting, the skin of it is sort of bitter. And maybe some people object to that. Let's talk about white peaches for a minute.
Yeah. I don't know that I know what the difference is. If there is like an expected flavor difference other than the color.
I feel like they are generally like more perfumey in this very floral way. They smell like almost like rose water.
Oh. Do you think I didn't try and like distinguish between white peach and yellow peach variety names. Like I wonder if there's like a white lady and like a like rose
yellow lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not go any further down this road.
Okay. Now, I was just...
I know. I started it.
Anyway, you did start it. In general, what I like in a peach is I want it to have a good amount of acidity and what I almost think of as spiciness.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like a certain complexity that goes beyond just sweetness.
What I wanted a peach is for it to really, really look like a butt. which that one absolutely did. I know we've gotten into this before with some other foods, but I'm going to say it again, that it's got to be for me about a balance between like very tart and very sweet.
Yes. Yeah. 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 So this is why I don't often get excited about white peaches, is because even though they have this wonderful floral thing going on, which is really cool in its own right, they're often a little like more one note sweetness kind of situation.
Before I forget, when we were talking about canned peaches, which we were like 12 minutes ago, and I'm bringing it back up just so I can say that...
Way to bring it back.
I'm bringing back canned peaches, that there was one that was advertised over and over and may still be in like one of my local drugstore circulars that was called Lady Alberta Peaches, which I assume now is the variety, but...
I think I've heard of Alberta peaches, right?
But this is Alberta. Alberta. E-L-B-E-R-T-A. Like there's a person named Lady Alberta Peaches.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that a great name?
I want to meet somebody named Lady Alberta.
So when you did that like Southern Peach Lady voice earlier, I think that was the voice of Lady Alberta Peaches. Mm-hmm. Peaches is her surname.
I love women's names that end in Berta, like Roberta. Oh.
Alberta.
My grade school nurse's name was Roberta.
My fourth grade teacher's name was Roberta, and she was great.
I think I had a teacher at one point named Roberta, too. Oh. That was like a name of lots of ladies in the 80s.
Yeah, ladies from the 80s.
Yeah.
80s lady peaches are also good. Okay, so we've covered sliced versus whole.
And in Oklahoma, when I was at home recently, my mom told me that this woman who she knew, sort of in the community, had recently passed away, and this woman had the best name, and I'm going to memorialize her here on Spilled Milk Podcast by saying her name, Berta Fay Rex.
Wow.
That was her name. Isn't that great?
Like Fay, F-A-Y?
I think it was F-A-Y-E, maybe, but her first name was basically Berta Fay.
Berta Fay Rex.
Last name Rex. Berta Fay Rex. Doesn't that sound great? You're welcome to use that in your next novel, Matthew.
Okay.
Like Berta Fay Rex.
Great. she apparently could be
the sister of Lady Alberta.
Yes. Okay. I'm writing some sort of Southern Gothic, like multi-generational family saga.
It's going to be a continuation of your peach piece about the old Peacharama.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. In fact, yeah, it could be called Peacharama. And it'd be like a Steel Magnolias fried green tomatoes.
It's going to be a real tearjerker.
Oh, absolutely.
Ladies, take a whole pack of tissues.
You know what they say? Write what you know.
Speaking of which, did you ever see... Speaking of tearjerker.
Yeah?
At some point, when I was like 20 years old or something, I wound up going with my aunt and two of my cousins to see the movie Stepmom.
I have not seen it. Is it Kathleen Turner?
No. I think it's got, I don't even know who's in it.
Okay.
But I cried so hard that I could not get myself back to, I mean, it was the kind of like heaving, sobbing.
I don't think I've seen it, but for some reason I'm familiar with it. Like somebody dies. And,
yeah, right? I think it's one of those where there are some women and somebody gets sick and somebody dies.
And yeah, there's a lot of crying and feeling and learning and stuff.
And maybe it all takes place at a hair salon.
that would make sense. That tracks. So a hair salon with like a punny name, right? Like,
where did like Steal My Magnolias take place?
I don't know. The
it was
South.
A hair salon.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
God. We're going to have to edit
at a steel
this.
Mill. That's why it's called Steel Magnolias. Not true. You're looking at me like maybe that was true or
no,
just maybe
no,
that wasn't
not true.
Funny.
Do you remember the movie Beaches?
Of course.
Bette Midler, Barbara Hershey.
Yes.
Talk about sobbing till you can't see straight.
Oh, yeah. That was like the ultimate jerker and you are the wind beneath my wings.
The ultimate jerker?
Tear jerker.
Oh, the ultimate jerker.
Doesn't everyone call a tearjerker a jerker for short? Maybe that's just
Matthew
me.
Goes to see them so frequently, he just has like shorthand for it.
That's right. Well, yeah, I graduated from jerk school. And
go on.
All
Let's
right.
finish this.
Okay, so we've slurped, we've talked about, like, see, I feel like there's a drawback to the way that I like to eat peaches, which is that yes.
Oh, sorry. No, sorry. We'll finish this.
Lady Alberta, yes.
No, I want to make sure we talk about peach flavored things really quickly.
Okay, sure.
Okay, go on.
I feel like there's a downside to the way that I prefer to eat peaches, which is that I can't really do it in public.
Why not?
Well,
who are you afraid is going to be scandalized?
Well, I mean, first of all, everybody, but also just like, I'm afraid I'm just going to get like a big peach dribble down the front of my shirt. I guess none of this is bad.
Yeah, who cares?
All right.
Yeah, who cares?
Next time I get a good peach, if that ever happens again, I'm just going to go out in the world and just suck it.
Yeah, go stand at like Westlake Center or something.
Yes, that is exactly what I was envisioning.
Really?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to be like, there are plenty of eccentric people raving about things at Westlake Center at all times, and I could be the peach guy.
Yeah, yeah, I think it sounds great. I would go watch you eat your peach.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. An audience of one. The word is getting around.
Really quickly,
yes.
Can I just talk about the fact that I almost never like things that are peach flavored? Like peach yogurt. I mean, I'm not a big person for like fruit flavored yogurt anyway, but peach yogurt or like peach iced tea, I don't like that stuff.
It just, it never comes across right, except in its original form, I think.
I agree.
You know, it needs that slurpy texture. And like, if you try and just like make it strong enough to cut through the yogurt, it just gets to a point of weirdness, I think.
The police are coming for you. They heard about Peach Guy.
Yes.
That you're planning to go disrupt the peace with your peach.
Disrupt the peace with my peach?
Uh-huh.
I say no justice, no peach.
That was dumb. What about drinkable peach things? Like a Bellini.
Like a drinkable yogurt. I really like a drinkable yogurt from time to time,
like,
by the way.
Like kefir or kefir?
That's one type.
No, kefir is, we've already discussed how bad that word is.
No, but I think it is pronounced that way.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, this is getting uncomfortable.
Like when I'm in Canada, they have Yop, which is Yoplait brand drinkable yogurt,
yeah,
which
yeah.
I love. And I think there's peach, and I'll happily drink that because I love the name. I do like a Bellini. Like, I think, is that made with like white peach puree?
God, I have no
right?
idea. I've never had one.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a like a champagne or a Prosecco based cocktail made with peach puree, and it's great. And like, how could it be bad?
Yeah. I mean, really.
All right. So you can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we will post a picture of a peach that looks like a butt.
And I would like to apologize retroactively for all of our slurping. I'm sorry.
I am apologizing for nothing. You told me to own it, and then you disowned it.
Well, I don't know. Then I started having second thoughts about like how our listeners sometimes don't like it when we're so chewy.
Are those true listeners?
No,
though?
They're not.
That were so chewy. You're so chewy. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, where we'll post a picture of a peach that looks like a butt. You can find us at our new Tumblr, peach that looks like a butt.tumblr.com. It's just the picture of the same peach day after day, but somehow it keeps getting more shares. I don't know how Tumblr works. More tumbles? Is that a thing?
More notes.
Okay.
They have notes.
What else do we do here at the end of the show?
We do nothing. You can leave us a comment maybe on our website about how you like to eat your peaches.
Maybe there's a strategy that we didn't identify. We said there were three. Probably there are more. There are infinite strategies.
Who knows? Maybe you cut your peach in half, take out the pit, and fill it with cottage cheese.
I think that is a thing people do, right?
I think that was a thing people did in the 80s.
But I think probably everything that people used to do in the 80s, some people still do.
Maybe.
That's like, jazzercise. I don't know why that was the first thing that came to mind. I'm not even sure if that was the 80s.
Leotards.
Yes.
Surely those still exist.
That's different from yoga pants. We'll discuss this another time.
Okay, great. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. the show that looks like a peach that looks like a butt and apparently is really proud of itself.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
Bring back the butt thing.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.